The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR, Lee Lennox in Stockbridge, watching us on the PCTV Select app and perhaps on 1301 Access Pittsfield on your cable dial. Sean Sayre here with you this morning. Thursday, May 7th, it's a nice bright sunny day and it's also the day for Eats a Pizza. That's what we're going to be talking about today. PCTV and WTBR's big annual fundraiser. It's happening tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club. That's at 6 p.m. up at the top of the hill there in Pittsfield at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Wonderful event that so many people have come out to every single year to support the efforts here at WTBR and PCTV. We've got six great restaurants coming tonight. We have a couple of sponsors to talk about, some great gift baskets and gift certificates for a choice auction. Lots of great stuff. It's just a fun event, too. It's just wonderful for everybody to come out, see each other, have some great pizza, vote on what pizza you think is the best pizza there and in the Berkshire County. Just a wonderful event, so we're going to be talking about that with PCTV's Advancement and Community Production Coordinator Bob Heck and also Sue Doucette, our president of the PCTV board. So we're going to have all of that coming up in just a moment. First, let's get the weather forecast under and see what we've got coming up for us today in the weather department. Here it goes.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Cooler. Near steady temperature in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 30s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, see, we didn't get the weather jingle there. So, you know, maybe I should have just hummed it. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
No,
probably not, huh? All right. Welcome to the show. Bob Heck is here. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Like it was an option. And as you can see, I'm wearing my Eats a Pizza shirt. We have our Eats a Pizza poster right here. It's Eats a Pizza Day here at Pittsfield Community TV, a day that we work tirelessly for many months to get to this point. Here we are. And I want to make sure that we say hello, good morning on Zoom this morning to Sue Doucette. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. I'll tell you it's not sunny where I am, but I'll come drive back to the sunny later today.
Oh, that's
today.
A shame. I understand from the weather forecast that it's not supposed to be necessarily sunny all day, but at least we're not going to get poured on like we did yesterday. But I always like waking up, especially when I have to be up here this early in the morning. I like a nice, bright, sunny morning.
Absolutely.
That's just me, I guess. Yeah. So thanks for joining us here. Sue, of course, is our president of our board here at PCTV and WTBR-FM and very much involved with the fundraising events for this organization, has been right along with us the entire time of planning this big event that we do every year. So, Sue, thank you for that, and thanks for all the time you put in. As a volunteer, some people don't realize sometimes when they tune in the radio station or they watch PCTV that we have a small staff here, but really we rely a lot on our volunteers and our members to accomplish a lot of the things that you see and hear on these channels of PCTV and WTBR. So let's talk about Eats a Pizza, Bob, and we'll go to you first. This is a big event that, you know, dozens, more than 100 people come to at Berkshire Hills Country Club every year to sample some great pizza. It wouldn't be possible if we didn't have very generous local restaurants who provide the pizza for us and support this organization by doing so. So talk about that.
We've had a bunch of them with us year over year. Locker Room, Papa Joe's, Zuko's, and Papa John's have been with us from the beginning.
Yeah.
Shire Tavern started last year, mm-hmm. and looking forward to Riverside Public House this year. And I was talking to Terry yesterday from Shire Tavern. He's really excited for it. And they run the thing up at Berkshire Hills now. So
right,
he sort of has home field advantage.
Yeah, that's new this year too, right? Berkshire mm-hmm. Hills Country Club having a new caterer for all of their events. And
yes.
That's Shire. It's actually Berkshire Culinary Group.
Berkshire Culinary Group, yeah. Yes. But Shire Tavern is the entry for the pizza because that's where they do most of the pizzas. So.
Right, right. And so the pizza that people get, we give them sort of sample size because you can't possibly go to an event like this and have two slices of pizza from every restaurant or vendor. It's just too much. You'd be waddling out of there. We'd have to roll you out with a cart.
Yeah, ideally we want the restaurants to do sample sizes, you know, instead of cutting their pizzas into eight, maybe 16 or 20, because you just can't eat that much yeah. pizza. I mean, maybe some people can, but...
I think probably some people can. I don't know.
Yes.
But it's not recommended. It's probably also good to, and there's so many, like each restaurant will bring sometimes different styles of pizza also. I know we've had gluten-free pizza. I think we had a pizza with corn on it one year.
We did. We
that
did.
Was that was interesting. Sue, do you remember that one?
I do remember that one. I don't remember having it, but I remember seeing it. And I love the variety of pizzas that we get. It just amazed me. I thought the first year we did it, it's like, okay, pizza, cheese, blah, blah, blah. No, there's some real creative styles, and there's chicken and barbecue and just a whole bunch. And I love the gluten-free options, too, for folks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the first thing people think of when they think of pizza a lot of times, because
correct.
Pizza is pizza. It's bread.
Right.
It's, you know, and so a lot of people who do have the gluten issues, you know, that are seeking out gluten-free foods often don't think about it. I don't know if we'll have one this year or not. It all depends on what restaurants come. And
I believe Zuko's has been providing the gluten-free since. They will provide regular pizza, I mean... gluten-filled pizza, if you will, and gluten-free in the same exact style. Mm. And they'll offer two different options. So that's four kinds of pizzas that they're providing. Yeah. And other places will provide two or three different options of pizzas from their establishment. So you're not, if you don't like just plain cheese pizza, you can still come because there are plenty of options.
Right. And I don't think that anyone will be expecting going to Berkshire Hills Country Club tonight for Eats a Pizza and just walking into cheese pizza. That's not going to happen.
Right. That's not the way it works because
no,
they're being
not.
Judged. The pizza places are being judged on their pizza. So
right.
they
yeah.
want to come out with their best.
Yeah.
But
and
there
really,
are people who just want the cheese pizza, and there will be plenty of that as well.
Right. And they're all real good sports about it, too. It's a friendly competition. These restaurants, after a few years now, know each other pretty well and
mm-hmm.
Come in and do what they do. But I think there's a bit of competition there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They definitely enjoy it. There's definitely celebrations when somebody wins best pizza and things along those lines. So
yeah. And so what are the awards that we give out?
So there's a People's Choice Award, which mm-hmm. obviously is voted on by the people.
And they do that when they come in to the event, right? So they can sample all the pizzas, and then they have little QR codes that they can click on and vote electronically, right?
Yes, and that's how you vote for your favorite pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a panel of judges that will be behind the curtain sampling pizzas, and they'll award... best overall pizza, best crust, best sauce.
Great.
And they do that without knowing where their pizza they're tasting.
Yes, it's a blind taste test. I set up the pizzas and a variety of with some coding and things along those lines. So the only one who knows is me, and even I don't know until I put it all together. So,
and that makes it a true contest. You never know exactly what you're going to get. And we do announce that the night of, so before the whole event is over. We start at 6 p.m. This evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club. It's probably over in the 8 o'clock range, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Gives people enough time to socialize and have a little bit of fun and eat the pizza and listen for who wins. And, of course, we've got some other things that we're going to be talking about here. I'll just give you a wide shot of the room for our TV viewers, where we've got some of the variety of items that are going to be going up on a choice auction table. And I know Sue is going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But that makes the night pretty full night. You get there and it's just a lot of fun. Bob, you bring music as well. So you've got little fun stuff to do there. People can dance if they want. I don't think we've seen any dancing breaking out.
let's go to Sue for a second. Talk about some of these past baskets.
Okay, let's do that.
Awesome. Yeah. Good morning.
Okay. So, Sue, I've got a list of all the things. Now, this is something that the board of directors has taken on as their kind of project, and you've been leading that, where we've got this event where people come out, and we're so appreciative for people coming and getting tickets to the event. The tickets are still on sale right now, and they're advanced price tickets at this moment. You could go to pittsfieldtv.org to get those tickets and buy them right now. You could buy them at the door. They're slightly higher at the door. But the board has said, well, you know, while people are there, they'd sure like to be able to mill around and take a chance on winning several of the various baskets that the board has solicited or brought in themselves and created. And they've really curated these with some real care, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The board responded so well to this last year that we had to do it again this year. And I was inspired by seminar webinars thing I went to several years ago, and mm-hmm. it was called Give or Get.
Yeah.
So I asked the board to please give out of the goodness of their own heart the items for a basket, or get somebody else to donate them to you and build a basket around that or whatever. So some of these are paid for by board members exclusively. Others, board members went out and got donated. It doesn't matter to us. And so I don't know how many we have. Last year we had maybe 20 baskets.
Yeah.
Folks can purchase a card with 20 tickets on it.
Right.
And then you take your tickets off and you put it in the basket that you want. You have to be present to win, because we don't take down your name and phone number, and we don't deliver. Right. So
the baskets are going home with you at the end of the night. We're not bringing them back here to PCTV.
Right. And that it seems to me we did that about 7:15, 7:30.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't have to say for the whole thing. But yeah, there are lots of varieties of baskets. I had given board members gift ideas or basket ideas, and people took off with that.
Mm-hmm.
They developed them on their own. I said, there's never going to be two baskets the same, and be creative or don't.
Right.
You know, you could just put a couple of bottles of wine in a couple of glasses, put them in a basket, call it a basket.
And actually, they've gone well above and beyond that. Some of these baskets, and I'm just taking a shot of them here for our video viewers. Mm-hmm. You can see that a lot of care has been put in, and I'm just looking at them right here. And I wish I was this creative. Let's put it that way. I look at them, I'm like, wow, that's a really great idea to put this with that and make it a basket that that would make sense for somebody. So I just want to read some of these off.
Okay.
And again, from our generous board of directors, people that put these together or solicited them from businesses, we want to say thank you to the efforts there. Pat and Marie Gormley put together a paint and sip basket, which I believe is one of the ones that I pulled out here for on video. You can see that. It's hard to see completely. And you get a better look at it tonight when you go to Eats a Pizza, which I'm sure everyone will at Berkshire Hills Country Club tonight at 6 p.m. Cindy Shogri-Raymer put two baskets together. She put together something called a garden lover's basket. So if you're interested in creating, you know, your garden, this is the time, right? We can't plant before Memorial Day. This is what we're told. and usually that's good advice in the Berkshires. You know, you can try to plant earlier. We're always taking a chance. But if you're interested in growing your garden and doing some gardening outside this year, that'll be a nice basket to put your ticket in for. She also put together a cocktail lover's basket. So I think that one speaks to it for itself, wouldn't you say?
There you go. I would say. And those are two of her favorite things, I think. And I know she's an awesome gardener, so I would trust anything she chose to go into that basket.
Absolutely.
I think she's been known to have a cocktail, so I could probably trust her on that one, too.
let's see. We've got Chuck Walker, one of our board members, who put together what he calls a high-end luxury basket and also has some elements from the Township 4 establishment. I believe they're in Stockbridge. So that's really nice that they were able to contribute to some of that. And
they did that last year as well. They were a big hit.
Right?
Big hit. Nice basket.
Right. Very nice products in that basket. And David Glott did something similar. We are also calling that one a high-end luxury basket. Let's see. So the Sue Doucette basket. Well, it's not really a basket, is it, Sue? Why don't you describe the thing that you did here?
What I did, because I'm so creative, I made a lottery ticket tree.
And I'll take a shot. You can see that one in the shot pretty easily. It's right there.
So that was, $60 worth of lottery tickets,
right?
Different values, different colors. I don't really do lottery stuff, but it's a pretty looking tree clipped onto some branches, stuck in a beautiful Dollar Tree vase. Mm-hmm. But that's a big hit. People love their chances on anything, and lottery for sure, because the potential there is, I don't know, I think we decided $20 million available on that tree.
Yeah, it could be, yes.
I think there's 18
no guarantees,
tickets.
Of course.
No, it's a tree worth $18 million, dollars, so go for it. And it's only going to cost you $20 to get tickets
put
in there.
Right. And that's the fun part of it, right? If anyone's ever done the choice auction thing, is that you buy a sort of a packet of tickets. It's, 20 tickets with all the your number on it, and you can put them anywhere you want. So if you really want to win the lottery tree, maybe you take all 20 of your tickets and you put it into that bag.
Yeah, and, or the luxury basket or any of them. That's right. You get, I think it's 20. Maybe it's 25.
I think I thought it was 20, but 20. I'll go on the conservative end there and say 20.
Yeah.
But certainly, that gives you 20 chances at that. At the end of the night, we shake up the tickets and we reach in and we pick one and there you have it. So, or you could take those 20 tickets and put them in 20 different baskets and see how that works out. So lots of ways to do it.
That's right.
Brian Andrews put together what he calls a Mazzio's gift basket. That's a really nice basket there.
I imagine it is.
Yep. And so we appreciate Brian Andrews. Dave and Nancy Cachet here. Dave's a longtime staff person here at PCTV, put together household cleaning basket. So that one's going to be useful for just about anybody. So definitely throw a ticket in there
It is spring cleaning, and they did that last year, and it was a big hit. And the person that won it was just over the moon about that.
You need this stuff.
The only problem is you have to do the cleaning. It doesn't come with a person to do that for you.
No, we don't have a gift certificate for that, unfortunately.
But cleaning stuff's not cheap either.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it's not quite as expensive as computer RAM these days, but I think you can still get by buying your cleaning stuff. Let's see. We have a car wash bucket from AutoZone.
Oh,
nice.
Appreciate
that one. So that will go to some use also. People will definitely get some use out of that one.
You bet.
Let's see. What else do we have? I think the rest of them here. Oh, and of course, something very special. I should have brought it out here for us to see. Joanne Billow has hand knitted a blanket from scratch.
Awesome.
And if anyone's seen any of Joanne's blankets, they are spectacular.
Yes.
They are just these big, fluffy, cushy blankets that she crocheted. I think it's crochet. Is that what it is?
Or, you're asking the wrong person.
I'm not in that world, so I don't know. But they're very nice, I got to say. And so thank you to Joanne Billow for putting that together. And Joanne also serves here on WTBR's programming committee, helps us out with sorting all of that out when we get proposals from the public for people that want to create radio shows here and be media creators. We have a programming committee that sort of sorts all that out and asks the right questions and figures out if people are ready to do their radio programs. And that's a really essential service. Again, a volunteer. We have wonderful groups of folks that volunteer on these committees that help us out. And, you know, we've had conversations with many people here on Morning Drive about how important it is to have volunteers to run these organizations. Sometimes you don't even realize that so many people are performing these roles that if you don't perform them, you don't get the services, right? So it's really, really important. Let's just go through a couple more of the gift cards that we have available from generous businesses here in the community that will be on this choice auction table tonight at Eats a Pizza. And by the way, we're talking about Eats a Pizza. Did I mention Eats a Pizza?
You might have mentioned it once or twice.
It's at Berkshire Hills Country Club tonight. Tonight is the night, 6 p.m. Up there, top of the hill. And you have a chance right now still to get your tickets. They are available at pittsfieldtv.org. If you want to stop down the studio sometime this afternoon, you can get them here too if you want. And you can get them at the door. They're slightly higher priced at the door. So if you want to get them in advance, that's really the way to do it. But let's see. We have two gift cards from Flo's Diner, is very nice. We appreciate that. And anyone that's eaten at Flo's Diner knows those are valuable. We've got Shelley's Kitchen, two gift certificates there. Ooh. So you could put your tickets in for that as well. We've got, let's see, scan down here. We've got... we've got a bike tune-up from Berkshire Bike and Board. So that's our kind of a good timing to get that gift certificate underway. You got a bike that's still dusty in the garage or in the shed. You got to bring that out and get that up to speed. Berkshire Bike and Board will do that for you. That's great. We have a one-half-hour massage from Magic Touch Spa. Some people that are just getting off the bike might need that.
I might be putting all my tickets in that one.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. So that's a gift certificate from Magic Touch Spa. We've got Pittsfield Tire and Auto offering up two gift certificates for oil changes.
Perfect.
We appreciate that from Pittsfield Tire and Auto. We have from Anoda Boat Livery, we have two-hour kayak rentals for two. All right, so that's actually kind of cool. You get yourself and one other person. You get out there. The two of you can go out on the kayak for a Anoda Boat Livery.
There you go.
Those are great. H&S Auto, I want to say thank you to H&S Auto for an oil change gift certificate as well. So I think, hey, you get to the Eats a Pizza tonight. Your car needs an oil change. You're going to have a couple of chances to pick that up at one of our fine local stores and vendors here in Pittsfield. And I want to talk about that later, too, and about how important it is that we support our local businesses. But we go on from there. Baker's Golf, we want a gift card from Baker's Golf. Everybody knows Baker's Golf,
yes.
Right?
Sure.
Right there in, I guess it's right over the line in Lanesboro. But everybody knows it right on Route 7. And you've got your miniature golf there. You got your driving range. What a wonderful place. I went there as a kid. So
nice.
Baker's
Golf.
Been
around for a while.
Been there for a long, long time, but still a really nice place. Nelson's Jewelry, we have a gift certificate on the table for the choice auction this evening.
They are chronic givers, you know.
They probably don't want that to get around, so but
no, well, they are generous people and they've donated to WTBR's Radiothon before.
That's true,
as
yes.
Well, it's very nice, a family business.
Yep. Whitney's Farm, there's a gift card for Whitney's Farm.
Excellent.
Everybody, again, knows Whitney's, right? We're right up on Route 8 there, and I'm not sure, again, if it's Lanesboro or Cheshire.
I think it's Cheshire.
Yeah, right over the line. And then Ayalotta has donated a gift card. So and you have frozen yogurt, and it's going to go, you could probably get a couple of trips out of that one. So very nice. And so, again, you know, thank you to all the local businesses who have stepped up and supported community media here in our community for PCTV and WTBR-FM. It's really important. We'll talk about the importance of community media in a little while, but I do want to talk about how, you know, in this economy, sometimes when we talk about the big national companies coming in and setting up shop and whatever, and I'm sure there's a lot of local companies that see that and they say, oh, well, there's one more thing I got to compete against because I'm the local, you know, company that's been here doing this all along or whatever. And not to mention that, you know, they're sponsoring the Little League, they're sponsoring PCTV, they're sponsoring United Way. They're doing all the things where sometimes, and I won't say all the time, but sometimes the larger companies, it's just really, really difficult to get them to donate to sort of the small, ordinary things that a community needs, right? Talk about that, Bob.
Oh, okay. You're going to throw that at me, huh? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's usually a lot more difficult to get, you know, the national chains because you're gonna put in so much effort and get so little out of it. Mm-hmm. So we always appreciate our local businesses supporting us in this through the Radiothon and a variety of other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigger stores don't have the local people to make those decisions. That's what it is, you know. So when Bob says you got to go up the chain, if you go to a particular big box store and ask for a donation, they'll say, well, you got to talk to so-and-so. And then so-and-so says, well, you got to talk to Mr. Big. And then Mr. Big says, well, you really got to go. And it, like Bob says, it's the time and effort put into that isn't always worth that effort to spend 4 weeks going through the chain of command to get the decision. If you go to the mom and pop store, mom's there and pop's there, mm-hmm. and they say, yes, here you go. And boom, that was easy.
And, you know, sometimes they are the ones that can barely afford to do it, and yet they do it anyway. Certainly there's some publicity involved, and we're glad to provide that as a media organization. We have the ability of doing some of that, and we appreciate it. But, you know, I see other organizations, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening can identify with how hard it can be to raise funds in this economy for really, really good causes. In you know, I see it all the time, and it's difficult. It can be very, very difficult. Well, we're talking about Eatsa Pizza this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I have Bob Heck here on the program. He's our Advancement and Community Production Coordinator. And Sue Doucette is joining us by Zoom. She is the president of the board here at PCTV and WTBR FM. So in addition to the gift baskets and the choice auction that we'll have, all of the pizza, it's a wrapped up in really kind of a quick little event. It's really amazing. What else do we have going on tonight, Bob, that'll be fun for people? We've got some raffles, right?
Yeah, we've got some raffles. We've mm-hmm. discussed those. We'll have a 50-50 raffle.
Right. Yep.
You know, it's just an all-around good, fun night. We go through the raffle table, and everyone sort of takes off from there. It's not a super late night, you mm-hmm. know. You should be home for the basketball game or whatever's on tonight.
Is there a basketball game on tonight?
It's the playoffs. There's always a basketball game on.
I think it's a fun night. You go out, and who knows who you're going to meet there. I guarantee you'll bump into somebody that you know and maybe you didn't expect to see. I know it happens to me. So this is what, year four?
Yes.
That's fourth year, yeah.
It has happened every year that I see people that I know that I maybe didn't expect to see. It is a lot of fun to go through and talk pizza and see what's the best. What do you like, a thick crust, a thin crust, and all the things? yeah, it's a good time.
And, of course, we want to thank also our friends at Berkshire Hills Country Club who have generously offered the space
yes.
for us to do this. And I think they do that with many organizations as well that it sometimes goes unnoticed. So we want to give them a shout of thanks. You know, it's really great to have a facility like Berkshire Hills Country Club that can bring in so many people. Like, there's only so many spaces in this right. area that can really accommodate an event like this.
Yes.
So it's really nice to have them as partners in this. And of course, Shire Tavern and Berkshire Culinary Group for, you know, just their participation right. in getting that, you know, the caterer, the hometown or the home rule caterer, if you will, at the facility is always sort of pitching in, chipping in mm-hmm. some things that, you know, at the last minute, something's needed or whatever. I know that they'll come through and do that stuff for us.
Yep. No, they've always been terrific. Everyone up there has always been terrific to work with. So yeah. We're always excited to be doing events there.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to trying a Shire pizza. I haven't had their pizza yet. So
well, there you go.
Well, see, there you go.
You never know.
And I love the Berkshire Hills Country Club parking. There's plenty, plenty of parking. Oh, yeah. And the views up there are outstanding. So, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully PCTV doesn't get their truck stuck in the parking lot this time.
Well, it's a little, it's nice and warm, so I don't think not nice and warm, but it's not 30 below zero, so I think we'll be okay.
I think our truck would have gotten stuck anywhere at that temperature level in January when we were there. All right, Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, where we're talking about Eats a Pizza. The big event happening tonight is a big fundraiser for PCTV and WTBR FM, so we're shamelessly plugging that this morning and talking to you, but we'd really like to see you there tonight. So you still have a chance today to get your tickets online or to come to PCTV and get those. You can get them at the door if you so desire to do that too. And we just really like to see you out there coming and supporting the organization and everything that we do here. We'll talk a little bit about that in the second half of the show. First, we're going to go take our top of the hour break right now and thank our underwriters for the station. Give us a little station ID, and we'll be back right after this break. We're on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
WTBR FM is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'll be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV Select app, you might be, and also Always possible to watch on 1301 Access Pittsfield in Pittsfield on your cable dial. Sean Sayre here with you this morning. It's Thursday, May 7th, and we are talking about Eats a Pizza, which is our big WTBR and PCTV fundraiser happening tonight at the Berkshire Hills Country Club at 6 p.m. Tickets are still available at pittsfieldtv.org. And you can get them at the door for a slightly higher price. Either way, you're supporting a good organization, doing some good work. We're going to talk about that here. We've got Bob Heck, our Advancement and Community Production Coordinator, here with us in the studio. And then Sue Doucette, our President of the Board, joining us by Zoom. We'll continue that conversation in just a moment. First, one more look at the weather forecast, this time with Jingle. Here we go.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Cooler. Near steady temperature in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-30s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, so a little on the chilly side, but it is spring. Looking at about mid-40s right now for a temperature out there. Getting up to maybe a top of upper 50s today. Not too bad. That's what I think of as springtime anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it was 50s and 60s. Got to be somewhere in that range to feel like spring. You don't want to just jump right into summer, right? You don't want to go from winter just to summer.
I don't mind either way. No, just as long as we get rid of winter, I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're done with that now. Although it's always possible we could still have a frost, so we don't want to count that out. But we're on May 7th, so we'll get there. We've got a couple more weeks before we don't have to think about frost anymore. All right, Morning Drive here continues. Eats a Pizza is our topic today. The great big event happening at Berkshire Hills Country Club at 6 p.m. tonight in support of PCTV and WTBR-FM. And Sue, let's chat a little bit about why we raise funds for PCTV and WTBR. Because a lot of times people, they tune into our station. Maybe they're watching the city council meeting or the school committee meeting, and they know it's on, and they go find it and they watch it, and they don't think anything of it. Or they might be listening to WTBR during the day, and the radio's on, and it's always working, and things are functioning correctly, and they don't think anything of it. Every once in a while, we do ask people to step up and support the organization and the efforts that we do here to keep this on the air. So as a president of the board of directors, you're definitely tuned into those efforts and knowing what it takes to do this. But why don't you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. So a lot of folks don't realize is that we are not funded by your tax dollars.
Right.
We get no money from the city of Pittsfield.
Right.
So then we're not part of the cable company. Mm-hmm. Where is our money coming from? So we do get a very small percentage of your cable bill comes to us to broadcast, which is great. However, many folks have decided cable bills are very high and they've decided to cut the cord. Mm-hmm. And they get their information or entertainment through streaming services or whatever. We don't get any funds from that.
Right.
So when folks cut their cable cord, this hurts us financially. We totally understand. We're not mad. We understand.
Yeah.
Because we all have bills to pay too. But when folks cut the cord, then that cuts our income. So then we need to figure out what to do with that. If you're a family and your income gets cut, you have to figure out what to do, right? You need to either get a second job, and so their second job is fundraising, or you need to cut some services to your family. You need to cut your food budget. You need to cut, you can't cut some things. We can't cut the electric. We can't cut property taxes. We don't have that ability. So we would have to cut services, and we don't want to do that. we love doing what we do here at PCTV, and we do not want to cut staff, and we do not want to cut services. So that means we get our second job, which is fundraising. So that's when we look to folks. And we're hoping that for $20 for you to come, eat pizza, meet friends, have a good time. I can't eat out at a restaurant for $20.
That's true.
It's well worth it. Yeah. It's well worth it. And the fantastic pizza establishments or restaurants that are donating all the pizza. So we've asked each of our restaurants to donate, I think, 10 large pizzas. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money from them. Mm-hmm. And so we give them the publicity. We're going to award prizes to restaurants for their things. So you got the list of who are our fabulous restaurants that are donating a good chunk of finances to us.
Yeah. And we do want to give them a shout out right now, too, and
absolutely
talk about how important it is that they're supporting us. But then also, you know, when you're going to the event tonight up at Berkshire Hills Country Club, you know, you want to know whose pizza you're eating. So let's talk about that. So we've got the folks from the Locker Room. They're from Lee. And I know a lot of people who've been to the Locker Room know that their pizza is renowned. So we're
and they've been coming every year, I think.
Yeah, I think they're every single year. We've had folks from the Locker Room.
And friendly folks. Really friendly folks.
Right. We have the folks from Shire Tavern who are the caterer at Berkshire Hills Country Club now and do a wonderful job with pizza as well. So and that's Shire Tavern itself is in Dalton in the Stationery Factory building, you might know. We've got the folks from Papa Joe's Ristorante and Pizzeria, so a longtime supporter of PCTVs, but then also everybody in Pittsfield knows where Papa Joe's is, right on Newell Street in Pittsfield, right?
Yeah.
So wonderful, wonderful job there. And plenty of people know exactly what that's like. Riverside Public House is a new one this year for there in Dalton as well. So thank you to Riverside Public House. Zuko's Family Restaurant. People know where that is also right there on Dalton Ave in in the shopping center that's got the, let's see, what is it? The Ollie's now. Used to be Big Lots, but now it's Ollie's.
Right.
So if it's in that same group, it's a standalone restaurant right there. You drive by it every time you go down Dalton Ave.
And they've been doing this since the get-go and provide gluten-free pizzas and have an extensive gluten-free menu at their restaurant.
Right.
They offer a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And then finally, last but not least, Papa John's, who has been a great supporter of this. And they're located on 7 and 20 in Lenox, the only Papa John's, I think, in the county. But they've, you know, more than just a chain restaurant. They're really supportive of the community as well. And this is a big evidence of that.
Yep.
So we want to thank them and all the participating restaurants for helping us out this year. Also want to give a nice little thanks to two sponsors that have defrayed some of the costs of doing this event. I want to thank the folks at Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook Attorneys in Pittsfield. Very generously sponsored the event, and we thank them for that. And also David and Marita Glott. David, of course, a board member here at PCTV, who has generously stepped up and sponsored the event, too. So we want to thank both of them.
Absolutely. And this is the second year in a row both of these sponsors have pitched in to help, so it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And again, you know, events like this don't just happen. So they get planned for months at a time. It takes a lot of details. It does take some effort and some supplies to make this all work out well. So we really want to thank them for pulling together and making that happen. Eats a Pizza, again, is tonight, May 7th at Berkshire Hills Country Club, 6 p.m. Tickets still available at pittsfieldtv.org, and we do thank you for supporting PCTV. And, you know, Sue, you talked about, you know, what it takes to put it all together. And, of course, you know, people's viewing habits having changed over the course of the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years, where more and more people are streaming their entertainment, their sports, their news, all kinds of things, rather than buying the cable bundle. I think people don't realize that the cable bundle has supported community media for going on almost 40 years here in Pittsfield. And that has been the way that you get this service, right? So every service that we get, that we use, if we're watching community events, you know, again, everything has a cost. You have to support it in some way or another. And that is, has been the funding model that has been accepted. It actually is a federal law, actually, that the local municipalities can receive franchise fees from cable companies to support community media. So it's not... it's not anything unusual. It's been happening for a long, long time. The unusual thing now is that viewers' tastes are changing and that they're voting with their wallet and they're changing the way that they view things and, the, and what they pay for. And so that has put pressure on organizations like ours. We're not the only ones. Mm-hmm. Certainly PCTV is the one that serves Pittsfield in this area. All across Massachusetts and all across the country, there are organizations just like this that provide people with access to their city council meetings, their school committee meetings, their parades, their special events, their school concerts, their graduations, you know, every manner of programming like this, regular programming that we do here on WTBR and PCTV every weekday morning to bring you something interesting, informative, entertaining as Morning Drive. Those are all things that is supported when you support PCTV.
Absolutely. And, you know, the current funding model is starting to go away. And, you know, that's why we have to do what we do to keep this thing moving. And, you know, my main function is to fundraise, but that's not how it works around here. You have a main function and you have duties as assigned, which that list seems to get longer and longer and longer. But I have the opportunity to do sports. I have the you know, a ton of people watch and yeah. or and listen to.
You sure do.
City council meetings, school committee meetings. You know, a lot of those, you know, city council meetings, you find out what happened the next day in the paper. Sometimes those lower, like school committee, it's almost a full week before that write-up gets in the paper and things along those lines. Yeah. So you could see it as it happens with PCTV, and that's... so important when in a time where people want more transparency, we're giving you the full transparency.
Right. You know? I think that when people watch those meetings on TV, they see somebody say something and it came right out of their mouth, and they don't have to think about, well, the editorial said blah, 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 and they might have twisted words. If you can watch it live, you can see it happen. And no interpretation needed other than your own. But we're also forgetting about our creative side, which is the access channel, where folks who are members of Pittsfield Community TV can come down and create their own show. That's and right. have it on TV. I mean, yeah, we do the school things and the sports and the city meetings, but we have that creative side. If you want to come down and, you know, show us how to crochet and do it on TV, go ahead, give us a lesson.
We'll have to talk to Joanne Billo about that. See if she'll come and do a show on how to do those wonderful blankets like the one she donated to us.
Yeah, the craft shows, cooking shows. You want to do your own talk show that's not government related. You want to interview guests. You want to sing and dance. You want to whatever you want to do. Come on down.
Well, actually, on the Access Channel, you can do government related.
You can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can have your opinion about the government. It's just not by the government. That's the difference, right?
I see. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I stand corrected.
But certainly, you know, that it's always been a First Amendment platform. It's been a way, a creative platform for people to have an outlet. And it's beyond just sort of like, oh, just come and do a show. We also train people, right? So they're when they walk in the door, a lot of people have never touched a camera, never touched a microphone or a mixer or, you know, a switcher or something like that. Or they look at it and their eyes go wide and they're like, oh, wow, how am I ever going to understand how to do any of this stuff? And that's what we do is we teach that. You know, we start out slow and then people can ramp up and really learn everything about creating television and radio programs here at PCTV and WTBR. So those are the kind of things that, you know, again, you don't notice it. It's sort of, you know, when you're scratching the surface, you're watching or listening, you don't understand what's going on. That the really the heart of the organization is the volunteers, the people that walk through the door that create the programs and our staff here that helps them learn how to do it, you know, in a professional manner. And that's, believe it or not, not only at PCTV and WTBR, but all across the state and the country,
right.
People have started their broadcast careers in places like this. They came in as an intern. They came in as a volunteer. Never seen it before. Maybe had an interest in it. And then just got a chance to get in, explore, learn everything in depth. You know, sometimes you don't get to do that when you get hired for a job. You get to do that here. And then they move on and they have really successful careers. And we're always proud of seeing where our former interns and members take their talents and do wonderful things with it.
Absolutely. You know, there's a list of folks that have come through here and have gone on to ESPN and things like that. Yeah. And we got folks that were at ESPN and come here, you know, to kind of wind things down. and
that's true.
You know. Yeah. You retire from that, but you want to keep doing it at your own pace, and you can come here and do that.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have that expertise, Sue.
We got some wonderful folks on our board with national TV experience.
That's right.
Who are retired but still want to have a little part in it. And then, as you said, we have folks who went on to WTEN News. A couple of folks from Pittsfield who are area that have gone there.
Yep.
It really is an exciting place to be, and I got to give a shout out to the staff who are just fabulous and friendly and helpful and kind and non-judgmental for folks, newbies like myself, who come in and look at all those buttons and lights and think, I can't do this. But they help you.
Yes, on the contrary, you can do this, and that's what we really tell people when they walk in, and we give them the confidence to know that it can be done. And there are people that, you know, they're still learning. You know, the staff's still learning. There's stuff to learn in this industry all the time. Well, things are changing. The technology is changing. So, you know, if we were still doing the things that we were doing in 1986 when PCTV was founded, we'd be pretty far behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Right?
We have to keep up with the times. And some of that is providing, you know, the things that people expect, like live streamed meetings. So that was never even conceptualized when we first started. We were just lucky to have a TV channel that we could broadcast onto. And now, you know, we have a whole website where if somebody wants to watch a piece of something that happened last week or last year or 10 years ago, at the click of a mouse, they can go in and watch it. That's all provided by us. That doesn't just happen. That is something that has to be paid for and maintained.
Yes.
And, you know, those are all things that, again, happen behind the scenes. You don't think about it until it doesn't work.
Right.
When it doesn't work, then all hands on deck.
Right. And then, you know, people call and scream, why isn't it working? And it's like, well, you use it, don't you?
But we try not to do that.
And, right, and of course not.
And of course, one of the ways you can do that is by supporting us by coming to Eats a Pizza, which is happening tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club at 6 p.m. That is Berkshire Hills Country Club, 6 p.m. Tickets still available at pittsfieldtv.org. Sometime this afternoon, that advanced ticket price will poof, evaporate, and you'll only be able to buy tickets at the door, which we would still encourage you to do if you'd like to. You know, maybe your plans aren't quite set for the evening. You don't know what you're going to do, but maybe you can show up at 6. Tickets will be available there for you to buy.
You know, if you buy 3 or 4 now and then you find out 5 and 6 are coming with you, we can get you in. But get as many tickets as you can before that price goes up a little.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that I'm going to say 2:30 was about the time that those ticket prices change.
Yeah, it's probably about right.
So that, because staff, you're going to shut down the studios earlier today so we can all get ready and go on over.
Right.
So at a certain point, we have to do that.
Definitely an all-hands event this evening. We will have a majority of our staff there, as well as a big representation of the board of directors helping out, making sure that people have water and things at their table and things are cleared. I mean, all those are volunteer efforts as well. So we really appreciate all those efforts the day of the event to make sure everybody has a good experience there at Eats a Pizza and has some fun. We definitely appreciate people coming out and buying the tickets and coming out, socializing, and doing it for a good cause. We definitely want to see you come out and do that. So
you'll know who we are by our beautiful T-shirts, like Sean's sport.
That's right.
Oh, you could also buy one, too. And
we will have some left to sell. Mm-hmm. That's true.
How about that? Yeah. Wonderful. You know, it kind of looks like a pizza, doesn't it? In a way,
it's got, it does.
Got the right colors.
It almost
like a little splash of sauce there.
It's nice in the sense that you can slam your face with pizza and get it all over your shirt. And no one's going to know.
It's going to look,
look just like that.
It might actually enhance it.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
So one more time through, just to talk about, we do have a choice auction table that's happening at the event. We have six restaurants providing pizza. You'll have plenty of pizza for your money and supporting PCTV along the way. So that, no doubt about that. But there is a choice auction table, which I will just cut to some of the items here on our TV coverage. You can kind of see the lottery tree that Sue put together. Thank you, Sue, for doing that. And I know, you know, somehow that's always a very popular thing. I know people will immediately put their tickets in for that.
Do you get to keep the clothespins, too?
Yeah, if you want. Those also came from the Dollar Tree, so.
Okay.
Not a giving away all my good sources here.
Just to go over some of the bigger baskets that we have here. We have, well, first of all, we have that hand-knitted blanket from Joanne Billow.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fantastic, beautiful work of art, handcrafted blanket, that, and so soft and poofy. I'll call it poofy. Can I say poofy on the air? I think I just did. Pat Gormley and Marie Gormley put together a paint and sip basket. So you can interpret that for what you wish. I believe it's for artwork and for wine. Is it, it's kind of a mixture of those two things?
It's
Is that right?
What a paint and sip would be,
Okay, all right. Cindy Shogri-Raymer has put together two baskets for us. One is a garden lover's basket. Another is a cocktail lover's basket. So again, these are all items that will be on the choice auction table. You can choose to buy a packet of tickets and drop a couple of tickets into each one of those baskets and see if you can win these items tonight. Chuck Walker and David Glott have put together high-end luxury baskets along with donations from Township 4 in Stockbridge. Brian Adams, Brian Andrews. If we had Brian Adams, that would be pretty cool. But Brian Andrews has put together a Mazzio's gift basket for us. Dave and Nancy Cachet, a household cleaning basket. Berkshire, AutoZone, there's a car wash bucket from AutoZone there as well. So those are the big ones. And then many, many smaller gift certificates from folks like Flo's Diner, Shelley's Kitchen. Let's see, we have Berkshire Bike and Board, Magic Touch Spa, Pittsfield Tire and Auto, Anota Boat Livery, H&S Auto, Baker's Golf, Nelson's Jewelry, Whitney's Farm, and Ayalotta. And those are all of the gift cards that you're able to drop your ticket in and see if you can win that tonight at the Eats a Pizza event. Bob.
Yes, Eats a Pizza tonight at 6 p.m. And was there a question there, sir?
I think I'm just out of breath. That happens on live radio.
But definitely want to thank David and Marita Glott and Cohen Kinney, Valicenti and Cook, attorneys, for sponsoring and helping us out. And, of course, all the great restaurants and everybody who's done anything to help out this great event.
Yep.
Yeah. I love the sponsors because they're folks who want to support us, but maybe don't want to put in a gift card. You know, nobody wants a gift card to a lawyer. I don't know. But they want to help support our
community.
It'd
have to be a significant gift card.
Yes.
You know, and David and Marita as well. They're putting their heart into it, and David got a basket as well, works hard on our board, and gives us some great experience and opinions on things. I really appreciate him being on the board like that, you know, got that national news experience behind him.
Well, it certainly has been a lot of work our board of directors has put in over the course of the last few months. Certainly Bob has coordinated this whole thing and done a great job. We appreciate that. It pays off at the end of the day when we see all those happy faces come through the door and eating the pizza and enjoying and generally, you know, feeling good about supporting PCTV and WTBR. And it's a fun event. You know, you got to have a little fun when you do some fundraising. That's what we're doing here. We hate the the drudgery type of a thing. This is a fun thing. We love people coming out, and we love seeing people. And we get to talk to them about what they like about PCTV and WTBR while they're there, too. So plenty of things to do. Tonight, 6 p.m., Berkshire Hills Country Club, eats a pizza, tickets available. You know the drill.
Yes.
We thank you for listening this morning. Thanks to Bob Heck for being here. Thanks, Sue, for zooming in, for talking to us about this in such an early time period. This worked out really well. We appreciate you coming.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Want to give a shout out to, we have a couple of volunteers on our advancement committee as well, who are not board members, but members of the community TV, and that Phil and Mike and Rhonda, who have also helped with planning and getting things done.
Yep, and come to a lot of meetings and make a lot of phone calls and do a lot of hoofing. So, we appreciate all of that work as well. All right, Morning Drive will return tomorrow morning after a big, long night of Eats a Pizza, and we will see you again tomorrow. Thanks to Bob and Sue for being here. I'm Sean Sayre. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you again soon. And see you tonight. I hope we see you tonight.
See you tonight.
Take care. All right.